Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What are you holding on to because it's going to be worth something, or you just can't bring yourself to throw it away? Or conversely, what do you want someone to get rid of in your house? Let's start with Felicia. Hi, Felicia. What do you have? What are you holding on to?
My mother, me and my brother were visiting her in her house, and my brother was making a salad. He asked my mom if she had lime juice, and she said, yeah, it's in the fridge. And we had moved around a lot growing up. Mind you, me and my brother are in our 30s now.
Okay.
So he grabbed the lime juice from the refrigerator, and the expiration date on it was 1998.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She tried to argue with us that it was still good, but we definitely threw it away. And we felt really bad after that, so we're planning on this Christmas to find somebody who can sew an emotional support lime juice bottle for her so that we can give her back the lime juice that we threw away, because we did feel bad about it.
Felicia, she was a little annoyed with you guys, wasn't she?
She was. Yeah. She said that it was still good. And I said, Mom, that's older than 30 years old. It's not good anymore.
Yeah, right. That is that's my mom and dad. They moved 20 years ago out of the house that I grew up in.
Yeah.
And my sisters last year when they were in Florida went through some of their cupboards. I don't remember how it started. It didn't start out as a, hey, let's go. But they found stuff that definitely had been purchased, like where the logos had changed two or three times.
Oh, sure.
Since it was put in there. So that's not great. Yeah. Will joins us from Birmingham. Hi, Will. What are you holding on to?
Oh, man, I've got a lot of stuff, actually. I've been collecting all my life, right? A lot of different things. And then when I got sober and I had my first son, I kind of amped it up a little bit and started spending money.
Okay. What are some things you have?
Okay. So I've got a Bulova Accutron Space View, a 14 karat gold watch. It was the very first battery operated watch ever made.
Okay.
And it was also the NASA astronauts on the Apollo mission.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That's cool, though. And it's just one cool watch.
So check it out. I found this, okay? It was actually in a donation pile that was about to get thrown away. And I saw it. It was in the trash because somebody had seen it, didn't want it, threw it away, and I got it, man. I have the absolute entire thing. I've got the box. I've got the paperwork. Dang. I've got the price tag, man. I've got the watch key that comes with it.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's very valuable.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, you've got good stuff. You've got the first Pong video game, the first Cabbage Patch Kids. You're all about the originals.
Yeah, the originals. And those are still in the box, man. Dude, I found a Nazi officer sword up under someone's bed one time whenever we were moving some people out. Dude died, right? And I pulled the mattress off, and this sword just falls out. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. I was like, I don't know if I really touched this thing. You know? Yeah.
You know what so I'm then mean? You shoved it down your pant leg and took it home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah, those historical things like that, I mean, they might be tough to explain depending on what the situation is.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, if obviously you are not clearly a Nazi, but just like historical things, that would be a pretty wild thing to have.
That would
be original.
Whitney. Hi, Whitney. What is it that your husband has that you don't want to have?
Well, he was part of the Beanie Baby phase.
Ooh.
So we have two massive buckets full of Beanie Babies that he's still holding on to, that they're going to be worth something.
Oh, my God.
They're not, Whitney.
Like, yeah, I mean, if they weren't if they weren't a decade ago, it's not coming back now.
No,
I
not
agree.
Li-
and we
not
have
likely.
Four kids under 12 that can't play with them, which is insane.
Oh, they don't understand that, do they? They're like, I don't get it. These are definitely toys. Thank you, Whitney.
Yeah, those should at least be in a container they can't see.
We had we went through a big bin of them at my in-laws' house last summer. I think I talked about it on the air.
No.
Because My same thing. My mother-in-law kept a bunch of them thinking these are going to be worth millions one day. And what's the one Beanie Baby that everyone says, oh, this one's worth
the Princess Diana bear.
She had three of them in there. Nice. So for a brief moment, we were like, oh man, these things are worth. No, we looked it up. They go for about 10 bucks, 15 bucks.
They did make it seem like they were worth a fortune, though.
There are
a
few of them that were listed on eBay for $1 million, but nobody had bought them.
Yeah, I mean, and they were valuable for a minute while it was happening, while the craze was happening.
Yeah.
But
oh, can you imagine how many people held on to it and then watched the craze fade? And then maybe that's what Whitney's husband did. Like, he's, oh, I didn't sell. I missed it, but it's going to come back around.
There's a really good documentary out. I forget where it's. Where it's on or where it's streaming, but about the Beanie Baby craze and how it came to be and all of the resellers and what they're doing now. And it's fascinating.
And it would be good. Jim joins us. Hi, Jim. You were talked into getting rid of something you loved, right?
Yes, that's correct. Hey, Buzz. Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thank you. Yes, I collected about 40 NASCAR 124 scale diecasts. Starting from like 1998 all the way up until about 2010. And, you know, like various Dale Sr. schemes, Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart. I had all of Kevin Harvick's paint schemes when he took over the number 29 car.
Right.
And probably spent probably close to probably $600 to $700. They're all brand new in boxes.
Right.
Okay. And we decided to redo our basement. And my wife made me get rid of all of them but three.
Wow.
Did you make any money off of them?
No, Steve, I lost probably about $400.
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
Do you still kind of resent having to get rid of them? I get the impression, yes.
Yes, a little bit. But I still have, you know, three really important ones to me that she let me keep. Two of them are in boxes and one of them are still on display. But
what did she have to throw away?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's Thank you, Jim.
She doesn't keep dumb crap like you do.
Yeah, that's probably part of it. This is John in Nashville. Hi, John. What did you find?
Give me 1 second. I was on Bluetooth.
Okay,
found cleaning out my mom's. My dad passed away in the 90s, and we went over to help mom clean out the house. And we found an old bottle of NyQuil, 25% alcohol.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Golden
you guys
years.
Remember
Good
those?
Days.
Yeah, I didn't know that they existed still in the 90s, but they... Dad was holding
on to it. I don't know how old it was because I can't remember the expiration date on it, but it had probably been there a while, so it was probably from the late 80s.
Damn,
but it was 25% alcohol, and I was like, no wonder the hobos would drink this.
Right? No question.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you, David.